Female readers of young adult fiction have lifted Asheville author Stephanie Perkins onto the list of New York Times bestsellers, an appearance on The Today Show, and other notoriety most young authors would covet. For Stephanie, that meteoric success triggered a crippling bout of depression.
I freaked out. I freaked out big time. My self-confidence was so small that it felt like a mistake. I felt like a fraud. I was being sent on tours and stuff for the first time, and I didn't know how to do any of that, and it was very overwhelming for an introvert.
That is only partly responsible, she says, for her creative turn, from three swooning romance novels to her new book called There's Someone Inside Your House. That ominous title alone tells you where she's coming from.
It was born out of this dark period in me wanting to consume dark things. I've always really loved horror, and I have a really, really dark side. I love that it's a genre that's not respected and that a lot of people hate. There's something in me that just really loves that and only makes me love it more.
Listeners versed in the author's romance writing might be stunned by the graphic elements in Stephanie's new book. Here's a short passage read by BPR staff member Jody Pippin. Just a note, sensitive listeners might want to tune out for the next 30 seconds.
The body lay on the floor like a slaughtered calf. Blood pooled beneath it. The white cabinets were sprayed with a gory red, and the thickest drops trickled down the doors like tears. The killer lifted the deflated carcass under its arms and dragged it to the living room, propped it in the rocker, sawed off its ears. The ears were stuffed into the headphones, and then the headphones were placed onto the head. The killer sat on the rug, crisscross applesauce, picked up the abandoned controller and unpaused the game. There was no hurry. No one would be home for hours.
Stephanie says she wanted to mimic the tone and terror of 90s slasher films such as Wes Craven's Scream.
I loved that sense of humor about them, the meta-ness. Slashers always traditionally do have some element of romance. There's always a boyfriend-girlfriend situation. There's always sex. It really wasn't that far from what I was already writing. It just had a lot of death on top of it.
Stephanie grew up in Phoenix and after college moved to Western North Carolina with her husband 13 years ago. She went to work as a librarian, a job she calls the second greatest in the world. But she felt this relentless call. She needed to write.
For a year, I would work my shift at the library, come home, nap for a couple hours. My husband would come home from work, pour coffee down my throat. I would go upstairs and I would work until the sun came up. Then I would go to bed, sleep for about 2 hours, get up, go to work, start it again. I just knew that I had to treat it like a real job. And if I treated it like a real job for long enough, eventually it would become one.
Stephanie drew on her experiences as a socially out-of-step teen to shape her first three novels, and she found early success. But the clouds of depression that first hovered over her as a teenager only darkened. Between writing her second and third books, she suffered severe weight loss and heart issues, and even for a short time lost her sense of smell.
A lot of the thing that I was personally wrestling with was shame and guilt over feeling so bad about something that was so wonderful and that so many other authors would love to happen to them. Each negative emotion was compounding on the last.
Supportive family and strong therapy helped, and Stephanie also avoided writing for a long time, instead focusing on editing friends' work. Even as she tiptoed back into her romance writing, she began exploring the call of horror. Stephanie's fans seem happy to go wherever she takes them.
When I saw that she was coming out with a new book, I was really excited. And when I found out it was really dark, I knew I was going to have to read it probably in October because I want it to be kind of creepy and weird.
I'm halfway through it now, and there's still romance in it because she's Stephanie, and she does go by the when in doubt, add more kissing scenes, but it's definitely a little gorier than her previous work. Her character building is amazing, and you just kind of want to live in her world forever.
Stephanie won't say much about her writing on the horizon, other than to reveal an adult book is in her future. In all likelihood, she says, so is another bout of depression.
I think there's a very good chance at some point in my life I'll go through that again, and the important thing to remember is that I'll come out of it again, too.
I'm Matt Pikin for Blue Ridge Public Radio News.